Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I never say anything bad about Cubs fans. I never say anything bad about Cubs organization. I just hate Wrigley Field, and they have to respect my opinion. And I guarantee you, everybody in the media in Chicago hate to come to Wrigley Field, and they don't have the guts to say it because they might lose their job.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score. That is the great Ozzie Guillen back in the day. We should tell you, the winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And they bring us Ozzie Guillen every week. And Ozzie, I know you're not a huge fan, but boy, I mean, it's just difficult to get in and out. It's probably what you meant more than you didn't like it.
Well, back in the day, that was a bad ballpark.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they talk about
clubhouse.
The clubhouse. By the way, I had the biggest experience winning. I was in the team that beat the Cubs, Atlanta Braves. Then I was with the Marlins. The worst celebration in the history of the game when you go in the clubhouse and you don't know where to be with, you know, the trophy. They break the trophy in like 20 different pieces. It was crazy. But work there is hard. It is very hard. You know what I mean? The clubhouse is like a mile and a half away from the dugout.
Right.
Go work it out. Now it's a lot better. Now it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now when I was talking about the rats, I don't make that up. The players told me. The cosplayer told me. Sammy told me. Moises Alo told me. And the pitcher, the hitting coach, Lopez, the catcher Lopez, the bullpen catcher. He said, "You never be in that." He said, "Oh, the rats is bigger than Sammy."
They used to count them as part of the attendance.
It's one thing. You can put anybody there with a gun. I ain't scared. But you put a little mouse around there, I never come back here. Our office, well, the manager's office is very small.
Oh, yeah.
I was scared to stay there by myself. Then I moved with the players was. I say, like, nah. You know, it's very nice to go there to watch a game. Of course. Beautiful. I love to go watch a game Wrigley Field because I think the fans are great. I seem like a baseball is different there.
Yeah.
But go to work there every day. I want somebody had got to tell to say, hey, you know what? But they built a new clubhouse a few years ago.
Yeah.
They around there is nice. There's a couple of hotels. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's a different.
Yeah.
But when there, oh, gosh. That was the worst.
So we had a lot of fun earlier talking about favorite memories of the Crosstown series. Obviously, 2006 came up because AJ and Michael Barrett. What do you remember? What do you as a manager remember about that day when Michael Barrett punched AJ?
The only thing I remember was the next day when the White Sox sent a couple guys to the hospital. The funny thing about it, when they say my kids was involved in a fight, I said, wait a minute. I see what he eating cheeseburger somewhere. You know, Osne was like 8 years old. And Oni was in Miami. You know what I mean? Like, how you guys talk? And it was funny the way that happened because AJ, he got punched and he walked away. You punch me like that, you better kill me. And I remember I remember go after. I forgot I was a manager. I remember going after. As soon as I got to throw the punch, somebody behind me said, "Don't do it." And I hold myself. And it just it happens so quick. Yeah. But that's what the White Sox mean. The White Sox Cubs game mean in that era. Nowadays, like, oh, they're playing today. Okay. Over there, back in the days, it was a big deal in this town. It still is. I'm not bigger than we was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like the competition can be like Dusty and Joe Madden and Quali. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to beat you guys.
Right. What's been forgotten, actually, about that fight was later that season. So that was in May on the South Side. In July, Sox go to the Cubs. Michael Barrett's catching. It's the top of the ninth inning. White Sox are down 6-5. Ryan Dempster is the closer. He's on the mound. A.J. Pierzynski is up. He's been getting booed by Cubs fans the entire weekend, and he hits the game-winning three-run homer off of Dempster, and Cubs fans throw trash all over the field.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember that, too.
You know, but those games was awesome, man. It was by the way, I never have a meeting about any serious.
Yeah.
But I say, listen, guys, if you never been in the World Series of playoff in your life, you're going right now.
Yeah.
This is a six-day playoff World Series thing. They used to be recording batting practice. I used to be make a lot of money. Chevy give me a lot of money, give me a car, competing against Dusty Baker doing stuff. Lou Piniella acting like an idiot with a boat in his hand. You know what I mean? That's,
yeah.
Well, that was a big deal for us. You know, when I see...
Didn't you guys ride like a bicycle made for two at some point?
Like, yeah. When I see Lou Piniella, I can do it because people expect me to do it. But I see Lou doing what he was doing. I was like, Lou, really? You need those $5,000, man?
So you used to have a team meeting before the Cubs Sox series?
I did. I told the guys, like, listen, not because, oh, we're going to face the Cubs. I said, listen, you never been, in a very, very type of close game, like... World Series playoff, you're going to face him right now because people in Chicago, they care about this game.
Yeah, you know what? And I remember at that time when I would look into that dugout in 05 and they'd play the Cubs. I'm like, you know what? That White Sox team gets this because you're a coach. Harold Baines is a coach.
Right.
Tim Raines was a coach. You guys knew what this was. And, Greg Walker knew what this was as a player, as a coach, whatever it might be. So, I mean, I'm not in that clubhouse. I'm not talking to the players about this kind of thing, but I would like, you know, I'm asking the question, does the White Sox coaching staff, do they get it how you got it and what this series means? They may not, but you know what they're going to do? They're going to know it starting today.
Yeah, it's funny because I remember, don't talk about dead people. Pedro Grifo saying in the air one day, I know how this feel. I know I've been here before. I've been Wrigley Field before. Yeah, not with the White Sox uniform.
Right.
You know what's in the dugout? You was in the bullpen catching guys at the bullpen. You know I was even a coach. When he made that comment, I say, sir, how did you say that? That's the first time you ever got to go to Wrigley Field as a manager. You don't know nothing about this. Oh, I know how you feel. No, you don't.
Oh, but you know what? Actually, Will Venable does know because he was a coach with the Cubs.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he does know.
Yeah,
it.
He does.
He does. And
because
actually
he was sitting next to Joe Madden.
Yes,
and
yes.
They,
so you know what? I'm glad that brain cell just popped in my head. So Will gets it.
He knows his way around Wrigley Field.
Yes.
He understands the intensity of that rivalry and he'll have his team prepared for it.
Yep.
You would hope so.
We have a rule in my house. It's a stupid rule, but we have a rule in my house. We gotta play the Cubs. Most of the times the day games. I told my wife, if we beat the Cubs, we eat a dinner in a restaurant. I say, why? Everybody can see me. We beat the show. Then, if we lost against the Cubs, mama, you got to cook. I say, why? I ain't going to show up in Chicago. Like, hey, you know, I'm here. No. We win, we out, and show people who we are.
So if you go out to dinner.
We lose, we going to the...
Say you go out to dinner with your family after a victory like that. How often do people come up and say, hey, Ozzy, I want a picture. Hey, Ozzy, I want an autograph. Hey, Ozzy, I want to talk to you.
No, because most of the time when I dinner, it's a lot of people with a lot of money. They don't know baseball. Maybe the waiter say, "Hey, you know who guy is sitting there? It's Azegui." And oh, you don't know? No. Just like it's a lot.
It happens a lot at the park.
The one thing about it, the reason we moved to Chicago, my family moved to Chicago here a lot of years ago. We was living down in Florida. just because the people here. I have an argument with my son. My youngest son is still living in Miami. I say, why you not move to Chicago? So what I mean, I say, in Chicago, you ask a Guinness kid. In Miami, you are not a foreigner. You are not a guy without, you're not from this country. You're anybody there. You know what I mean? Like you move to Chicago, at least they say, oh, that's us, it's kids, for whatever reason it is. But I respect the people in Chicago. And I live in Homer Glen, LeMond. And
he's the mayor.
Everybody.
He's the mayor of Homer Glen.
Everybody is a White Sox fan there. I don't know if it's good or bad because it's good, like people taking pictures. We got the same lady in old school, you take a picture with me every day. I go there every day. Can we take a picture? I say, we just take a picture yesterday. Here it is. Can we take a picture? You know what I mean?
By the way, do you know that Ozzy was the employee of the month at the Homer Glen Osco Jewel last year, or 2 years ago? Employee of the month.
Hey, that gotta be my next job. I'll be the starter.
I'll
be the starter, sir. You're not dressed properly. Get out of here.
You're out.
I say, I hate people who play golf with blue jeans and t-shirts. Come on.
You were tight with Carlos Zambrano back in the day.
And yeah.
Remember he had that meltdown at Comiskey?
Tell the story about Lou Piniella calling you. This is good.
No, but Carlos Zambrano, I don't know if it was the uniform making him crazy. I think it was the uniform because Carlos Zambrano off the field, the nicest kid you ever see, like the nicest God here, God there, Jesus Christ, love you, and you know what I mean, very nice family. When that man put a uniform on, I said, what happened with God?
Different guy.
You forgot, that's not God, that's the devil you got inside. But you know, after that fight, you know what I mean, who's the first man? Lee.
Yeah.
Derek Lee.
Derek Lee, he played, you know, with the Marlins.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, the song, I look around like, what the hell happened there? Carlos and Derek Lee. Anyway, next day in the morning.
Yeah, there was a little altercation in the Cubs dugout during a Sox-Cubs game between Zambrano and Derek Lee. So go ahead.
Oh, the son.
I'm his translator.
Yeah, oh, the son. Next day, that phone never ring. The office, the manager's office, when he's ring, I know he was, get your butt here. We need to talk to you about it. It was Kenny or Jerry. They had to air me out. And he ring, and I go, hello. Hey. What are you doing?
Lou Piniella.
It's Lou Piniella. I say, what's up?
Oh.
You okay? Hey, can you talk to the media first? After, you know, I talk to you after. Can you say some stupid thing? Can you say something stupid? They worry about that, don't worry about me. I say, why? Because they're going to ask me about what happened yesterday. Just come up with something stupid. They just go crazy with them. Bring help me. They don't want to talk to me today. That was funny.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't want to talk about this thing. It was funny because they say, come on, please help me. I say, how? Just say something stupid then, like always. Say something out of question. People can just stay, all the media can stay in your office or around your dugout. Don't call to me because I know they're going to ask me about Carlos and
that Lee. Was when the Cubs Sox rivalry hit its
peak.
That was it.
Did you deliver? Did you deliver something stupid that day?
I deliver a stupid thing every day. You know, people calling it stupid, but over the years, I say, okay, give me a quote. I say something. I just telling the people the truth.
You just talked.
No,
the
truth.
And you kept talking.
It's a funny thing about it because most of my problem was off the record thing. When I talked to the media, nothing happened. Off the record, we sit down, still talking about baseball. All the song, I say something. Oh, you say this.
Yeah.
And the biggest problem was with Mariotti. With Mariotti was his. I think it was his boyfriend. Work, you know. He saw me in the hallway. You say, you know, that's his Mariotti's boyfriend, and he left his wife because that guy. I said it.
Are we on the air?
Yes. Okay.
Oh boy.
By the way, is the guy say, hey, you know, you say this about Jay? I could have said, me. I don't say anything. You're not recording anything. Everything was off. And by the way, the way I said it, it's like, oh, come on, I don't care about that guy.
Right.
I'm on the song the next day, write it down. I got in trouble and all this stuff. It's like, I could have denied it. Then I was manning up when they asked me about it. You say that. I said, hell yeah. And I will say it again.
Right.
But
well, the thing that you did as a manager was the Sox would lose 3 in a row, 4 in a row, 5 in a row. They'd be struggling. And if you're a player, you're feeling it, and all the media is going to come to you.
And Ozzy,
but when Ozzy was there, you would say something, and that would just put all the pressure off of them.
Especially in 2005, at the end of the season,
yeah,
when Cleveland was coming and you guys were struggling, you did that. Like, you took all of the attention away from the team that was struggling. I do remember that.
But it's one thing. I think we know what's losing the way we was winning. We know what's winning the game. But Cleveland was playing outstanding.
Yeah. Right. That's
play outstanding in baseball. Strong. By the way, it's a funny thing because I make a sign to a slider.
Yeah, the mascot.
Like this. Then people thought I was doing it to the fans. I said, wait a minute. No, I was doing it to a slider. It was at the top of me. Oh, come on, Ozzy. We need to win this game. Come on, Ozzy.
So you made a choke sign. Then,
yes, and I went to talk to the pitcher and come back. Slider is right there. I went like this to a slider.
Slider the mascot.
And all of a sudden, look, it's Ozzy making a fun at Cleveland. And people, Kenny called me like, what you doing? You're acting like a child. I said, what's up? And I see the pitcher. Then I said, no, I did it to a slider. And in the point, he said, okay, wait a minute. If I do it to the fans, yes, I did it to the fans. They choke. When they win, they never win. Then everything went bigger and bigger. And then, you know what I mean? It's just like every little thing I did, they was bigger. You know what I mean? By the way, back in the days, I think the media had more guts than they are right now.
Yes.
Oh, now
we're going down that road.
They have more power.
Hi, how you doing?
Back in the day.
We lose a game 20-0. How you feel?
We talk about this every day, 3 weeks.
Every day. Yeah. Every day I told the media, I go, wait a minute. Why you not ask him that question? Why you not
There's a reason why. You guys want to hear the reason why that's the case? Once upon a time, hey, David Haw, what were you? A columnist. Mm-hmm. How many columnists are in Chicago nowadays?
Not as many.
And what would the columnists do? They would show up and they would ask all the tough questions and then they'd go back to their newsroom. Right. They didn't have to develop the relationships with the players as the media has to do today. Those columnists would come in and they would ask you the tough questions, providing great answers.
I love
but
covering
the media today the is it's was, all social so media.
No, but the funny thing about it, the media go right now and say, hey, you all for 40. How you feel? What do you mean, how I feel? You know, they say they send you down, nothing. It's like a.
I mean, I would like to see better questions asked, and I'm a part of that as well. But, you know, the tough questions were done by mostly, for the most part,
columnists. That's a good thing about
them. And they don't exist anymore.
That's a good thing about the media, but then on the fans.
Yeah.
Now it's in the fans, like, oh, okay, he got to stay away from his feet. He's tired.
Yeah.
What?
Don't run hard the first
base. Yeah, it's like, wait a minute. You know, it's changed.
Here's hoping that we can get some of the old-fashioned competitiveness back for this.
Yeah. You guys keep up the great work on CHSN.
We love it.
On the White Sox Cleveland post game.
Thank you to him. By the way, thank to this man here. Told my wife, we got to give Chuck every love we can have because it keep me on the game. Yeah. He didn't keep me on the game.
It is my job to be the point guard, and I'm just giving you alley-oop after alley-oop after alley-oop.
But that's your
and
job.
Let you shine.
You're the hostess.
And Ozzy can dunk, man.
Yes.
There's a lot of beauty there. Guys, thanks a ton.
Oh, thank
Great
you.
To see you. Really appreciate
thanks for having
you
us.
Coming in. And we want to let
How
you
about
know.
About Mitch? You
Mitch
made
Rosen.
Me drive an hour and a half in the traffic to be here today. I don't live in the city anymore. I live back I don't know, Homer Glen somewhere.
Tune in to Ozzy's Outlook, presented by Four Winds Casino. He's on every Wednesday in the 8 a.m. hour during the Mully and Haw Show throughout the 2025 baseball season. And you can listen for your chance to win a $200 gift card to Four Winds Resort and Casino in New Buffalo in South Bend. Four Winds Resort and Casino, your entertainment escape. We will be right back on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.